Hi, it's Emily.
And Alana.
And we're back with another listener story that we're releasing as part of our January fundraising campaign for Unsettled.
Hey, Emily, how much money have we raised so far?
In the first week of our campaign, we've raised more than $700.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm so grateful to our listeners for that. So what's next?
We're going to keep fundraising for the rest of the month, hopefully hitting our goal of raising $2,018 to start 2018. That money that we raise will go towards keeping our operations up and running so that we can keep sharing more stories.
This week's listener story comes from Toby Irving.
I spent the summer before my senior year of high school in Israel with my summer camp, a little under 300 teenagers from the States traveling around Israel on buses, sleep deprived, but soaking in all of the wild and varied beauty of Israel. It's not a hard place to fall in love with. I spent a weekend, our free weekend, while other people were partying in Tel Aviv or staying with close family. I stayed with some cousins who I didn't know very well, but the parents had grown up in the States and the eldest daughter was born there. They lived in a suburb outside Jerusalem, recognizable as modern Orthodox, looked kind of like Midwood Brooklyn. On Shabbat, we went to their synagogue, and they were bragging how their father had stood up for a slightly less guarded mechitza. They were progressives in their community, really fighting for women's inclusion in religious practice within the confines or structure of Orthodox Judaism. And they were very kind to me, loving and familiar. They're my family. And the only kid who was home was this oldest daughter, and it was right before Obama was going to come into office. And she asked me, you know, what I thought of him, or maybe he had just been sworn in that January. Yeah, she asked me what I thought of him and said how excited I was and how filled of hope so many Americans were. I had just become involved in racial justice work in the United States and had kind of started adopting social justice language and all of that, and really had made no connections to Israel. And she expressed concern that Obama was going to be really bad for Israel. And didn't know too much about it, but I, you know, had an inkling and so expressed, you know, I think that was something of a false fear, or something that was really drummed up by the Republicans, and there's really no reason to be scared that Obama was going to be bad for Israel. The other part of that conversation I remember, and I really have no idea, no recollection how it got here. Don't remember if it was connected to Obama. I don't know if I brought up the occupation. I don't even know if I was using the term occupation yet. Maybe somehow got on the conflict, or I don't know. What I remember was my cousin ultimately looking me in the eyes and saying that Arabs were animals. I was so shocked because they were progressives, they were from the States. There was no way that such transparently racist language was coming out of the mouth of my beautiful cousin, but it did. And something clicked for me that there was a poison of racism that was really just infecting Israeli society, infecting my family in a way that I knew was indefensible. Humans are not animals. They do not deserve to be caged.
That was Unsettled listener Toby Irving on what brings her to a critical conversation about Israel-Palestine.
If you think it's important to create a space for this conversation, please donate $18 or whatever makes sense for you at our GoFundMe page. To find this campaign, visit our website, unsettledpod.com.
Help us raise $2,018 in the first month of 2018. And make sure you subscribe, however you get your podcasts, so you never miss an episode of Unsettled.